say that every night.
Forgive me, I'm addicted. A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis. Rosh Hashanah 12A. Counting up from the bottom, four lines at the beginning of the line. You'll remember from the first Mishnah of the Masechta, we talked about how Echad B'Tishrei, the first of Tishrei, is a Rosh Hashanah for a number of things. L'shanim, for years. L'shmitin, for Shemitah. L'yovlos, for the 50th year, Yovel. And we've been working this through. One of the things that was listed there was Yirakos, for vegetables. Asks the Gemara, V'lisni Yerek, why don't you say Yerek in the singular? Just like it says Neti'ah and not Neti'os. Why doesn't it say Yerek and not... Why doesn't it say Yerek and why does it say Yirakos, plural? So the Gemara answers, Terei Gavni Yerek. There are two types of tithing of vegetables. Ditnan, as we learned. Listen to this. Yerek hanegad, if it's a vegetable that's normally bundled, misheyegad. So once you bundle it, that's considered miruach. That's considered the proper time to tithe it. But visheino negad, something that's not bound, that's not tied, that's not the way you gather the produce. Mishayimale asakli. How is it gathered? It's gathered by putting it into a vessel. So when you put it into a vessel, that's considered its collection. Why is this so amazing? Because it parallels the discussion that we have regarding Shabbos. Shabbos, one of the malachas is called ma'amer, bundling. So bundling, okay, if you have grain, so you bundle it. I understand, right? We have a picture in our minds of Yosef's dreams. He had ma'almim alumim bundles. We know all about bundles. What about a product that doesn't get bundled? Is there ma'amer, bundling, that malacha of the lamates malachas, does it apply to it? For example, apples. We don't bundle apples. If you'd like, you can try. What do? We put them into a basket. The halacha is that, yes, the ma'amer of apples is by putting them into a basket. What we call apple picking. Right? Remember? Apple picking doesn't always involve picking the apples. Very often they're already on the ground. But that concept of putting it into a basket is considered its ma'amer. Beautiful.
And that would be a malacha.
So on Shabbos, that's a malacha. To the point that they ask a shayla if it would happen in your own home, that the basket of apples spilled over on the floor, are you allowed to gather the apples back and put them into the basket? And the answer is yes, because ma'amer is b'makom gidulo, in the place where it grew, and for the first time you're gathering it, and then you bring it into the house. Once it's in the house and it's falling on your tile floor, that's not ma'amer, right? How does it apply to us? The Gemara is saying yirakos, plural, vegetables, because there are two types. There's a type of vegetable that gets tithed by bundling it. There's a type of vegetable that gets gathered by putting it in a keli. Both of these types of vegetables, the Rosh Hashanah of it is Echad B'Tishrei, the first of Tishrei. What is the significance of a Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, for tithing? What's the significance? So the answer is, last words of Rashi on the page, Shana Bishana. Because you can only tithe that year on that year. And since vegetables are after its likita, its gathering, its picking, its gathering, not by when it blossomed or when it grew or anything like that, it's when you gather it. So therefore, we need to know what is the Rosh Hashanah, because what was picked and gathered before Rosh Hashanah has to be its own category, as opposed to what's picked and gathered after the first of Tishrei. Let's see how the Gemara continues with this very theme and gives us a very intriguing case. One line up, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. If a person gathered vegetables, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? Let's tune in. The morning of Ataras Nedarim. The minig to be fasting. Right? Erev Rosh Hashanah. He picks some vegetables. Ad Shelo Tovo HaShemesh. Any time before sunset. V'chazar V'liket. And then he went back and he picked. Mishetavo HaShemesh, after sunset. And if you look at me and you'll say, oops, how in the world could he pick after sunset? It's Rosh Hashanah. That's a no-no. Yeah? So one approach might be that this is not meant literally after sunset, you know, 2 minutes after sunset. It means, you know, after sunset, some Gedalia, I don't know, sometime after sunset, as long as it's after sunset. But if you look at the top Taisvis, Taisvis says, B'Yerushalmi Muki La B'Nachri. The Yerushalmi says, it's talking that a non-Jew picked it. It's your item, and the non-Jew went, and you have to tithe it according to its tithes. But when was it picked? When was it gathered? It was done by the non-Jew on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, fine. So we have our case. You have some vegetables from before Rosh Hashanah and some vegetables after sunset. Says the Gemara, Ein Tarminu Ma'asrin Mizeh Al Zeh. You're not allowed to give Trumas and Ma'asrus from one on the other. One basket has to be done on its own and the other basket has to be done on its own. You can't take from one basket and say it counts for both. Because you can't take Trumas and Maisrus not from old to new and not from new to old. That's last year's, this is this year's, and they have to be kept separate. Therefore, if it's the second year of the Shemitah cycle, out of the 7 year cycles, it's the second year. Nichnasas l'shlishis, going into the third year. So Shniyah is going to be Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni. The second year is going to be the first tithe going to the Levi, and the second tithe which the owner himself uses in Yerushalayim. Shlishis. But the third year, which is after sunset, Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. It's going to be first tithe again to the Levi, and the second tithe goes to poor people. And the reason for that is because we have a sequence of the tithing. Maaser Rishon, Truma, Trumas Maaser, all of that, Kohen and Levi, is constant. What changes is that on the first and second year of the cycle of seven, it goes to Maaser Sheni, the owner himself, eats it in Yerushalayim. The third year goes to Maaser Ani, to poor people. Fourth and fifth is again 2 years going to the owner, Maaser Sheni, in Yerushalayim. Sixth year goes to Maaser Ani. It's easy to remember, it's a 2-to-1 ratio, 2 years then one, with the farmer himself getting the benefit, meaning he gets more. If you want to remember it, it's a ratio of 2-to-1. The owner himself gets 2, and the poor people get 1. But what he's getting, he has to use in Yerushalayim, and what the poor people get, that's Maaser Ani, that's classic tzedakah, which is one of the sources for our concept of giving Maaser 1/10 of one's earnings to the poor. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.